Mishnah Hey, because the previous Mishnah said that Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are identical, with only a couple of exceptions, the next few Mishnayos, really until the end of the Perek, go very much sidetracked and discuss many different cases, where we also compare two different things, which are very similar but have a couple of differences. Now, although the way the Mishnah says it implies that the differences it gives are the only differences which there are, it is quite clear that this is not a comprehensive list, and there are other differences which are not mentioned in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah lists sort of the main differences. There is no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos, Ela Ochel Nefesh Bilvad, except for forms of work which are for the sake of food preparation. The Torah explicitly says that on Yom Tov, one is allowed to perform forbidden things which are regularly forbidden on Shabbos, as long as it's for the sake of food. The truth is, the Mishnah in Beitza explains that according to Beis Hillel, any form of work which is permitted for the sake of food is also permitted for other things. So for example, just like you're allowed to carry food in a public domain, you'd also be allowed to carry anything you want in a public domain. But as it may, that is only permitted on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. Now there are other differences. For example, the punishment for violating Shabbos is much more severe. But the Mishnah is not listing every difference. Alright, next, Amin Shabbos and Yom Kippurim. There is no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Elosh Zezedonim B'de Odom, except that if one violates Shabbos intentionally, then he is punished by man. If there are witnesses and he was warned not to do so, then he receives the death penalty of Skila, of stoning, from the Beis Din. On the other hand, Zezedonim B'de Kores, if one violates Yom Kippur intentionally, even if there are witnesses who warn him, his punishment is Kores, which is a punishment from Hashem and not delivered by the Beis Din. It's a very severe punishment. There's wide discussion as to what exactly the punishment is. Perhaps an early death, and he's sort of cut off in some way from Hashem. The Torah says that that is the punishment for one who violates Yom Kippur.